Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, America's most popular self-proclaimed right-wing religious fanatic, heterosexual, anti-choice talk show host. Yes, I know I owe a slew of money to our producer for the live broadcast from the NRB yesterday. This month is an H-free zone on Bob Enyart Live. And, well, we had guests from live off the convention center floor at the Opryland Hotel at the NRB. That's the National Religious Broadcasters Annual Convention in Nashville. And President George W. Bush came to address the convention. And we had guests who were excellent guests. We had two really enjoyable shows. And some of them, well, they weren't exactly informed on our policy for the month of February. No H word. Well, no G word. I guess no L word either. And the Q word, that's just flat out. So at any rate, they didn't know that, and I'm fined $1. Is that by the FCC, or that's just corporate policy, toward that, and the payments go to our show producer in Denver. So it's a good thing I'm going back with some money. We left the NRB, and I headed out with the crew, the staff of IRN, Information Radio Network, last night by car and truck. We drove to Memphis, the IRN headquarters. And I'd like to tell you about the convention. From my perspective, some of the enjoyable things that happened, some of the relationships, some of the possibilities of growth for this program, Bob Enyart Live, which is carried by IRN. And also, in other news we'll be talking about, there are astronomers who are saying there's more support for the Big Bang. There's a map of the universe, and apparently they say, yep, the Big Bang happened. So we'll talk about that. And then the London Times has an article, 48 Hours to Kill Saddam, that the Pentagon has a plan to destroy Saddam Hussein, to kill him within the first 2 days of the war if we're to avoid a protracted conflict and a complicated peace. So we'll talk about that. And then also an Arab businessman who has introduced an alternative to Coca-Cola. He calls it Mecca-Cola. Mecca-Cola. And he's apparently selling this. The growth curve on his sales is significant. He just introduced it this past year, and he went to 2 million bottles a month in November and December, and he's got orders for 8 million bottles for this month of February. And he's actually, I don't know, it looks to me like he's ripping off the Coca-Cola trademark. But we'll talk about that. And then the Bin Laden tape calls for Iraq to strike the U.S., and we will look at some of the actual text from that tape. But first, let's talk about the NRB. Let's see, a first-hand account of what it's like to go to the National Religious Broadcasters Convention. You know, at Bob Enyart Live, we've got the program, and I have the honor of pastoring Denver Bible Church. In fact, we had a wedding to perform this past week. And then, like Paul, who made tents on the side, I've got a software business that I run. And so we're always as busy as could be. And, of course, the fact that Cheryl and I have 7 boys, that doesn't add at all to our hectic schedules. So, and people say, well, why don't you get a dog? Why don't we get a dog? Why don't I just cut off my arms and my legs? Going to get a dog. Our lives are so incredibly busy. And so the night before leaving for the NRB, I think I got to bed about 4 a.m., getting ready to be able to be gone for 5 days, and had to get up at 6:30 in the morning. My wife, we got all our little kids ready, the toddlers, and headed out to the airport. And I was really hoping to sleep on the nonstop on United from Denver to Nashville. And I sat right next to a guy who was an extrovert. And this guy wanted to talk. And so I thought, you know, I'm not going to be able to sleep on this flight. So if this guy wants to talk, I'm going to give him a talking to. And we talked for the entire flight about Noah's flood, creation, evolution. He said he was a fan of astronomy. We talked about astronomy. I told him I was going to the National Religious Broadcasters Convention, and there I would be meeting with people, the Institute for Creation Research, where there is science. There are scientists, evidence, observations, overwhelming arguments that evolution is not true, and that our Earth, the solar system, the universe, was created instantly by God. It didn't evolve after a Big Bang that occurred by natural forces over billions of years until we got to where we are right now. None of that happened. And this guy, you know what was interesting? He said he was an astronomy buff. Oh, and by the way, we did do an interview with ICR, Institute for Creation Research, Pat Roy. And what a good time we had with them. We've been promoting one of their videos, Mount St. Helens, for 8 years now? And what a great video showing that huge canyons, a model of the Grand Canyon, was formed after Mount St. Helens erupted in 1980. It's called Engineers Canyon. There's a whole system of canyons. And so ICR, it's so exciting, all the evidence that they pull together that we can show through the efforts of degreed scientists that evolution, the Big Bang theory, of the godless theory of the origin of the universe, that these things are not true, they're not scientific, they're religion, they're not science. So this guy had said to me, the reason we went that route is because he said he likes science. He owns a business, quite a business, in fact, a high-tech business. And he said he likes science and astronomy is his hobby. He loves astronomy. So I asked him about the moons of Jupiter, you know, the ones that were first spotted by Galileo using a telescope, and Ganymede, Io. I asked him about the four moons that Galileo had identified, and if he knew anything interesting about those moons, and he really hadn't. He didn't know. And I said, well, the innermost moon, every time it circles Jupiter once, the one just outside of that goes around exactly twice. And the one just outside of that orbits exactly four times, exactly, with the precision of a Swiss watch. And just outside of that, the fourth of the largest outer moons orbits almost exactly four times. You know, I think it was originally exactly four, but probably a comet plummeting into Jupiter like happened with Shoemaker Levy 9 some years back, probably pulled that fourth moon out of its exact orbit. And he said, you know what, I have never heard that. You never heard that Jupiter's moons are in perfect synchronicity? Listener-supported radio right here, Bob and Yurt Live. Hey, if you're interested in science, we have an audio tape album called Genesis Creation. And we look at Genesis chapter 1 and 2, the biblical account of the origin of the universe, and we compare that to the popular theories of evolution and the Big Bang to look at Does evolution and the atheistic, the godless explanation of our origins, do they have the answers? Can they explain what we see in the world around us, the systematic observations we make of life forms, biology, and even the workings of our solar system? Or is there incontrovertible proof that there must have been a designer because the system is so fine-tuned and there's so many interrelated complex systems that all need to work together, otherwise the whole system would fail? And that's not only true in an organism, like a single a single living creature, whether it's a deer or a snake or a bird or a human being, but it's also true in our world, the ecosystem that we have, in our solar system, in the universe. Evidence that God created us.
Is life moving too fast?
If you're self-employed or run a small business, you have no choice but to move as fast as you can. Sometimes you move so fast you don't take a close look at life's details. When was the last time you looked at your health insurance? If you don't have health insurance, or if you have the wrong coverage, serious medical bills could mount up. That's where the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company comes in. We provide affordable health insurance for the self-employed and small business owners. Call us 24 hours a day at 1-888-839-4651. That's 1-888-839-4651. If you don't have health insurance, call us. If you have coverage, call anyway. See if we can give you better coverage at a better price. Stay on track for affordable health insurance designed specifically for the self-employed and small business owners. Call Mega 24 hours a day, 1-888-839-4651. 1-888-839-4651. Coverage not available in all states.
And we're back. Bob and Yurt live. Hey, beginning tomorrow with tomorrow night's show, feel free to call in 1-800-8-N-Yurt. But this show, we're not going to take any calls. How does Doug McBurney put it? We don't take calls or tolerate sponsors on his weekly worldview on KGov on the internet. Well, we definitely take sponsors and callers. But during today's show, no callers. I want to give you an overview of the our NRB experience before we get to the news. So this president of a high tech firm said he liked astronomy, that was his hobby, and he had never heard that Jupiter's moons orbit their planet with this extraordinary precision that no Big Bang explosion could explain. That there are no laws of physics that would do that with those planets. In fact, Isaac Newton said something to that effect after he, you know, sharp guy, Christian scientist, the first one to explain what made things different colors based on the wavelength of light, and he was the first one to explain in any kind of systematic way gravity. And he said, oh yeah, that idea that our solar system formed by a swirling ball of hot gases and it gradually cooled and formed the sun and the planets, he said, no, that's not possible. That was Isaac Newton, only considered the most brilliant scientist who ever lived. Well, at any rate, this guy, he had never heard these things about the moons of Jupiter. And I said, well, not only you, and he didn't doubt it. I told him he could go to NASA's website, go to Encyclopedia and look it up. He can find out, look at their orbits. They're extremely well known and documented. But our high school science classes, they don't teach kids these things, because they point so strongly to a creator. You get further out in our solar system and you see other examples of moons in perfect harmony, where an inner moon and an outer moon, as they pass one another, they catch the gravity of one another and they switch places. The outer moon becomes the inner and the inner moon becomes the outer. And then you have moons that orbit their planets where one goes around twice and the other goes exactly three times. And these celestial harmonics, they're extraordinary. And we're finding out the same patterns as we think that we're finding planets outside of our solar system orbiting faraway stars. And those planets are exhibiting the same evidence of design. That's neat. So that was on the way to the NRB. At the NRB, one of the most significant things that occurred, of course, was the appearance of George W. Bush. President Bush came and addressed the attendees of the NRB, and that was carried live by C-SPAN, by local Channel 2 in Nashville, Tennessee, and then also excerpted on the evening news and all the news channels. And we were glad to hear that he was making strong statements regarding the war in Iraq, and it looks like, well, I made a prediction, and a gutsy prediction, I think, that Saddam Hussein will no longer be in control of Iraq by the Ides of March. By the Ides of March. Now, I put it that way because since we all went to public school, no one knows when that is, and they won't know if I was right or not. Actually, the ancient Roman calendar, that would be the 15th of March. So that prediction, that stands, and we've got just over a month, so we'll see what happens. But we've got a story here from the London Times online that the Pentagon has plans to kill Saddam Hussein within 48 hours of the outbreak of the war, and if not, it'll be a protracted conflict, they fear. So the Pentagon is going to do their best to help my prediction come true, and we always appreciate their help whenever they come on board. Appreciate that, guys. Okay, so George W. Bush, one of the things he said at the convention drew widespread applause from, there were 6,000 people at the Opryland Hotel and Convention Center, and thousands were present for the president's address in that room, filling that room, and then mostly filling a huge overflow room where it was shown on video. And he talked about his faith-based initiative, and he got a lot of applause. You only heard applause. I think there was too much peer pressure in the room for anyone to show any sign of disagreement. But after the president spoke, a local TV station interviewed Randall Terry to get his response. Randall Terry, of course, is the founder of Operation Rescue, and he has relocated from New York State to Nashville. He lives in Nashville. Now, I don't know if that's because of the he's got a couple country western albums he's released. He's a musician also. So I don't know if that's what brought him to Nashville or just the weather. Don't know. But at any rate, they asked Randall Terry to comment on George W. Bush's faith-based initiatives. And he said this. He said, well, as a Christian, of course, I encourage charity, but charity has to be freely given. And taxes are collected by force. And it's not appropriate to take my neighbor's money by force and to use it to support the charities that I prefer. It's not right to use money taken by force to support Christian charities or Jewish charities. Charities need to be supported freely. And of course that was absolutely right, and he zeroed in on thou shalt not steal. The government has a just function to provide roads and infrastructure and the military and police functions and courts and to punish criminals, but that's it. That's all that God and the Bible authorizes the government to do. And so if someone is going to be involved in our society working with moms on how to raise kids and how to make sure your kids have good nutrition and the best way to change their diapers, that's not the job of George W. Bush, changing diapers, being in fourth grade classes with an education initiative. That's not the job of the government. That's the job of families and churches, individuals. And so when the government takes money by force and gives it to charities, things are absolutely backward. And of course then, George W. Bush said, now we know that people are afraid that if they receive government money, there will be strings attached. Really? People are afraid of that? I wonder where they get that from. And he said, so my administration is educating ministries on how to qualify for federal money without changing your mission. Oh, that'd be good. Just the fact that that is a concern before the program is even launched should be evidence enough of what's wrong with it. It's not possible. Colleges, universities that take federal money, there's extraordinary federal influence, government influence, and regulation that goes with it. There are only two colleges in the country that refuse federal funds. Anybody know what they are? Looking at our studio audience here. There's Grove City College in Pennsylvania and Hillsdale College. Right? How about Bob Jones? Maybe that'd be three. That's three. It's probably the only three. I think it is, actually. Okay. So, yeah, strings attached. Strings are always attached to money when the money originates with the government. And so I was looking around, just the rows around me, to see the response of Christian leaders and broadcasters to the faith-based initiative, and pretty much it was overwhelmingly positive. And I was glad Randall Terry was there, actually, to be a voice to say otherwise in the media. But I don't think it got much play, the alternative view. Okay, so then so George W. Bush, his speech definitely became a central focus of the NRB, of at least this. You have the National Association of Broadcasters that meets in Vegas, and I don't think a president ever goes to the NAB. The National Religious Broadcasters has frequently over the years seen the visit of a president or a presidential candidate. And that's interesting to me. The National Association of Broadcasters, which includes all broadcasters, wouldn't get a presidential visit, but the NRB would. And that speaks to the influence of religion in our culture and the influence that we Christians have on the world around us. There was a European broadcasters group at America's NRB, and I asked them about the state of Christianity in Europe. And they basically said, there is no Christianity in Europe. That was basically their answer. And I said, well, do you have an NRB out there in Europe? Do you have religious broadcasters? And they said, well, we don't have any religious radio networks or TV networks. How about religious TV stations? He said, well, there are two. Two? Two where? In London? No, two in all of Europe. All of Europe. That's dozens of countries. Two stations. Wow. He said, the only way we can get a message of Christianity out through the media in Europe is if we happen to slip in a news report on the BBC. We sort of let our bias through in a news report. That's it. Other than that, there's nothing. So America is, we are the world's hope, and that's scary. We are the world's hope. So we Christians, and here we are at the NRB in Nashville, Tennessee, religious broadcasters, and we get confused as a group on issues of stealing. Thou shalt not steal. And even things that are more fundamental, like murder, thou shalt not commit murder, and the resistance of many people at the NRB to pro-life activists, people who want to fight against abortion. I'll tell you about one guy's response to a picture I have in my wallet. Welcome back, Bob and Yurt Live. So maybe it's because there's virtually no Christianity in Europe and England. I noticed while we were at the NRB, this Muslim cleric in London. You know the guy who was wounded in Afghanistan? He's got one eye and, what does he have, two hooks, I think, for hands? And I think both his hands were lost in Afghanistan, right? And maybe he could get away things like with this, saying things like this in London, but here in the U.S., our media points out the irony. He says, well, You know why America has all these terrible things happening to her? Because she's evil. And here's this guy talking with one eye and two hooks. You've got one eye and two hooks. What are you talking about? Bad things happen to people because they're evil. You've got two hooks, you knucklehead. How does he say that at his mosque? It just cracks me up. Well, anyway, I was talking to another gentleman from England, and he was a liberal Christian. At least he was a Christian, which is unusual, as we just pointed out. In America, at least nominally, 50% of Americans say they're evangelical Christians, or they're Protestant Christians, that is. 50%. In Europe, you start at about 1%. About 1% of Europeans say that they're Christians. Well, this guy from England, he's a liberal Christian, and he showed me, he took out his wallet, and he's showing me pictures of his kids. And I had told him, we have 7 boys, ages 1 through 21. And he's showing me his 2 kids, and your kids are so cute. And he said, do you have any pictures of your kids? And I said, no, I have a picture of my neighbor's kid in my wallet, but none of my own kids. And he said, that's peculiar. And I took out my wallet, and I pulled out this picture of my neighbor's kid. And I showed him, I said, yeah, I've been carrying this picture around for 10 years. And be careful, it's a hard picture to look at. And he said, huh? And he looked at it, and it was an aborted baby. And I said, yeah, I don't have any pictures of my kids, but I have a picture of my neighbor's kid. This aborted baby. Huh. And he didn't like that at all. In fact, he got a little bit annoyed. And he said, I don't like these ministries where they talk about abortion. He said, okay, abortion is, yeah, maybe it's wrong, but we sure don't have to talk about it all the time. And I asked him if he was around in the 30s and 40s, if he would have been objecting to Nazism, or just maybe focused on a different kind of ministry, like maybe planting more trees along the Rhine. Maybe that would be his ministry. Or if you were there when they were killing innocent Jews, would you have a responsibility? Would you have a responsibility to focus on that, at least to some significant degree, with your life, your ministry, if you were there? And I had him there, and he knew it. He knew that I had him there. So, well, at any rate, so this issue of abortion, I said it comes down to do not murder. Thou shalt not murder. And that's part of the ministry of the church, to be salt and light. So when we were driving, when we left the NRB Tuesday night, last night, and we're driving to Memphis. It's a 2.5-hour drive or so, 3-hour drive. And it was really quite an event last night. I'll tell you this. What time did we get in? 1 a.m.? About halfway through it, we're stopping at a restaurant, a Cracker Barrel in Dixon, Tennessee. And we've been up all, nobody slept in days hardly. We're all half giddy. We're like drunk with being overtired. And we're laughing about everything. And our waitress, her name was Cindy, we're laughing with her, talking to her. And Jerry Janowski gets a call from the general manager of the network, from Eric Fritchison. And he says, and Eric, he was behind us. He left, you know, he had a lot of work to do. So we scooted out a little early, and he was following up. And he was looking for us. He got off at an exit that was 11 miles before the one we took. And he was looking for us. He went into a truck stop, and he had a hat on, a cap that said IRN News. And a guy working behind the cashier, his name was John, he said, IRN, IRN, I listen to Chuck and Larry Bates every day over the internet, and this is in Dixon, Tennessee. And so Eric was glad. Wow, that's great. I'm the general manager there, and so good to meet you. And the guy said, Beverly, come over here. Beverly was a waitress. She came on over. And they said, oh, we just love IRN. We love listening to Jesse Lee Peterson. We listen to Chuck and Larry Bates every day, and we've been listening for years. And as this guy talked, Eric realized he was right, because he's using, you know, the same arguments about what's right and wrong in the world and the economy that he hears on this network. And so Eric realizes we're 11 miles up the road, and as he's driving, he tells Jerry Janowski, hey, you're not going to believe, I just went into this tiniest of tiny truck stops. I think Dixon, Tennessee has a population of 3 people, and 2 of them work at the truck stop, and they listen to IRN. So right there, IRN should have a 66 share in the Nielsen ratings. Well, that'd be Arbitrage. But at any rate, so he calls ahead and tells us, and Chuck Bates, who's such a wonderful guy, Chuck says, hey, Bob, this is what we should do. We're having dinner. We're just getting done with dinner with a whole crew of us. And he says, we should drive back 11 miles and say hi to John and Beverly. Well, we were actually calling her Rita for the first, before we actually met her. We thought it was Rita. We were going to go meet John and Rita. It was really Beverly. And he said, why don't we go? And that would be fun. Let's go say hi. So we get in Chuck's car and we head back 11 miles and we get there, and we just had the greatest time. We were there for a half hour, and it was like an old homecoming. And it turns out this guy had also watched Bob and Yurt Live in Colorado Springs on Channel 51 some time ago, and we just had the greatest time. And while we're talking, a patron of the truck stop comes up to pay for his 2 bottles of water that he bought. And he hears us talking about abortion. And he says, I can't stand those anti-abortion protesters. They're no good. They're vicious. They're this. They're... And so I said to him, well, they're trying to stop a woman from killing her own baby. There's a baby in her womb, and he's sucking his thumb. He's playing with his toes. He's sleeping and dreaming. And they're trying to stop that mother from making the worst mistake of her life and killing her own baby. And he said, I don't like their tactics. I don't like how hostile they get. And I don't know how many pro-life events he's been to, but I've been to, 800 of them maybe? And I'm saying, well, it's really not like that. And he lunges at me, and he makes fists, and he acts like he's going to punch me in the face. And he puts his body right up against my body with his fist up in my face. And it looked like he was going to attack me. And he stopped just short. You know, I could feel his wrist hairs on my nose. Right there. And he said, that's what the pro-lifers do. And I said, well, that's what you just did. You just did that. And you did that just to try to win an argument. If the pro-lifers were doing it, the pro-lifers were trying to save a baby. They don't do that anyway. You're willing to do that just to win an argument. You're a hypocrite. And he said, no, I'm not saying, I don't. And he disagreed. I thought that was a pretty good point, actually. And he totally disagreed. And I said, would you like me to maybe speak a little more slowly, so you could understand the points we're making? And he said, and Chuck Bates later said, Bob, you're talking to a Tennessee redneck. He said, now I'm getting ticked off. And Chuck Bates, I had a bodyguard, at least Chuck was there. Chuck's bigger than me. And this guy, I was so glad really Chuck was there, because he defused the situation, and he talked to the guy calmly, and he said, you realize 43 million of our generation have been destroyed in abortion. They could have been our friends, our neighbors, our bosses, our workers. And they're gone. They've been killed. He said, we got to do something about that. And this guy, he actually settled the guy down. And I was glad. We didn't have to see any headline, NRB attendees caused riot in Dixon, Tennessee. Truck stop brawl breaks out when religious leaders head home from conference. I'm glad it didn't come to that. But I tell you, John and Beverly, they're great people.
Is life moving too fast?
If you're self-employed or run a small business, you have no choice but to move as fast as you can. Sometimes you move so fast you don't take a close look at life's details. When was the last time you looked at your health insurance? If you don't have health insurance, or if you have the wrong coverage, serious medical bills could mount up. That's where the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company comes in. We provide affordable health insurance for the self-employed and small business owners. Call us 24 hours a day at 1-888-839-4651. That's 1-888-839-4651. If you don't have health insurance, call us. If you have coverage, call anyway to see if we can give you better coverage at a better price. Stay on track for affordable health insurance designed specifically for the self-employed and small business owners. Call Mega 24 hours a day, 1-888-839-4651. 1-888-839-4651. Coverage not available in all states. Do you have an extra blanket or sweater you'd give to a persecuted Christian? You have an incredible opportunity to share the love of Christ. Right now, gifts like blankets, sweaters, hats, and mittens are priceless to Christian families in Pakistan and Afghanistan. Because of their faith in Jesus, many have lost everything. They've been driven from their homes, and with winter coming, it will be brutal, especially for the children. But now, through a nationwide program released by the Voice of the Martyrs, you can spread the warmth of Christian love. This program is called Action Packs. With these specially designed packs, your family can directly support a persecuted family with good used items you probably have around your home. For a complete information kit, simply call the Voice of the Martyrs now at 888-843-1056. It's toll-free, 888-843-1056. Please join us today in helping Pakistani and Afghani Christian families. Call now, 888-843-1056, 888-843-1056. Concerned about your money? How about your IRAs or retirement? Most of us want to protect what we've worked hard for. Many have seen huge losses in their IRAs, mutual funds, and 401k plans. There is a way you can protect your money, the Precious Metals IRA. You can roll over a part or all of your 401k retirement fund or IRA to the safest haven known to man. Gold and silver have been used for centuries as a hedge against economic recessions, depressions, and collapse. You can protect your retirement and 401k plans without the everyday worry of the stock markets. Protect your hard-earned assets through the Precious Metals. Never has there been an easier way to guard your retirement and own real money at the same time. Find peace of mind with the Precious Metals IRA. For information and details on how you can simply and easily protect your investments, call 1-800-325-0919 and ask for a brochure on the Precious Metals IRA. That's 1-800-325-0919. Again, 800-325-0919.
We're back. Bob and Yurt live. So the truck stop in, I think that was in Fairview, Tennessee. That was just an enjoyable time. And if you think about it, pray for Cindy, the waitress at the Cracker Barrel. She has, not only us, but other of her customers have been telling her about the Lord Jesus Christ. And she is interested. We're excited about that. So we had a good time at the NRB. Pat Robertson was there. And I know that someone gave him one of our death penalty videos, which Pat Robertson has apparently benefited from already, as we can tell by comparing two of his broadcasts. One that he produced before he watched our death penalty video, and one that he produced after he watched it, apparently. But at any rate, he was given a second copy with the offer to give, if he'd like, to give Bob and Yurt an invitation to appear on his TV program. That would be interesting. We'd like to have the opportunity to help Christians figure out that the death penalty is right, and those who are against the death penalty don't realize it, but they're helping the terrorists, the murderers, the rapists. It's crucial to support the death penalty. So we have friends at the NRB who came from Indiana, Alabama. We had Dwayne and Melody, Brenda and Mel, Michael and Lynn. Thank you to all the friends who came to be a friend of and support Bob and Yurt Live. And so these friends were walking the the convention center floor and meeting people like Pat Robertson, Kirk Cameron. Who's Kirk Cameron? I never watched TV. He was the star of Growing Pains. See, I never saw that show. But I know him from the Left Behind movie series. Anyway, Kirk Cameron, he was there, and he agreed to do an interview on Bob and Yurt Live. We'll do that in a couple weeks. And he said that, well, it turns out he became a Christian while he was producing, starring in Growing Pains, the TV series. And he had a girlfriend written into the script on Growing Pains. And during the summer interlude, when they weren't producing episodes, she appeared in Playboy magazine. And he had become a Christian just then. So they went back to start the new season, and he said, I will not play a role opposite of her if that's what her lifestyle is going to be. And they fired her. That's amazing. I can't even believe it. That is amazing that he did that, that he had the courage to say, I don't want to help a woman be a role model to young women. Who these young women are going to think to be successful, you have to strip naked for a bunch of guys. So Kirk Cameron, he agreed to come on the show, and I'm looking forward to that, actually. So we had a great time at the NRB, and now I'd like to get some of the news, especially regarding the Pentagon's plans for this war in Iraq, if the London Times has it right. The London Times is reporting, February 12th, today, that America plans to kill Saddam Hussein in 48 hours of the onset of hostilities. That's the goal. American war planners believe that they have little more than 48 hours from the start of a ground war, to kill President Saddam Hussein if they are to avoid a protracted conflict and a complicated peace. Well, that's a good point, from the start of the ground war. Now, the plan is to use more cruise missiles in this war against Iraq than we did in the Gulf War, Desert Storm. In fact, if the reports are accurate in the New York Times, we're planning to use more cruise missiles in the first 2 days than we used during the entire Gulf War. That will be interesting to see that rain down on Baghdad. And in the Gulf War, what did we use? 10% of our munitions were precision guided, and this time around it's going to be 80 to 85%, which should reduce the civilian casualties, which will be good. And of course we failed to capture Osama bin Laden in Afghanistan. We came so very close, and we failed, and so we don't want to have a repeat of that, and the Pentagon is really determined to get Saddam Hussein, which will be difficult. He might end up in the same basement in Pakistan that Osama bin Laden is in. And then how do we find him? So, and if we don't get him, ordinary Iraqis might be afraid to go out in the streets to support the invasion. They might be afraid because they think, you know, America's come before and bombed the smithereens out of us and left. And if we support what they're doing and they leave again, then we're dead. Once Saddam emerges, like, What did Bush say about Osama bin Laden? That he might not be dead, but if he's not dead, he's in charge of a cave somewhere. Well, that could be the deal with Saddam Hussein. All right, so that's one of the goals that our Pentagon has laid out, and that's an exciting goal, of course. We've got the Arab businessman, a Muslim entrepreneur who calls for the destruction of the Zionist entity. That means the destruction of the State of Israel. And he's fighting U.S. imperialism with an alternative to Coca-Cola. He calls it Mecca-Cola. You know, some fundamentalist Muslims are upset. They say, you can't say Mecca-Cola. That's blasphemy. As though a city is... as though a city is God. Well, they do pray to Mecca, right? So maybe they think the city, maybe they confuse the city with God. And at least some of them know which direction Mecca is, unlike the Muslims in Denver who accidentally pray to the northwest. They pray to Iceland by accident. The Nordic gods, like Thor and all those guys. So, excuse me. He sold 2 million bottles a month in November and December and has orders for 8 million bottles in February of this year. And he says there's no end in sight to the growth curve. This is an article on WorldNet Daily. And he plans to give 20% of the revenues to Palestinian and charities, Palestinian and Arab charities. And he says in an interview that was translated for WorldNet Daily, he says that Zionism is a racist anti-Arab ideology. But what is Zionism? Zionism is that the state of Israel has a right to exist. That's what Zionism is. And this guy also hosts a talk show. Boy, everybody and his brother hosts a talk show these days. And I know that my brother's brother hosts a talk show, so there's evidence right there. Frederick, is that my brother's name? Frederick. In a September 22nd broadcast this past year, September 22nd, a listener named Sonia called into this Muslim businessman. His name, he's a Frenchman, and his name is Tawfiq Mafluthi. And, you know, I tell you, these mothers, they didn't like their kids. I don't know how they come up with these names. At any rate, a listener named Sonia confronted Mafluthi about Palestinian terrorism, and according to WorldNet Daily, a transcript of that program has her saying, maybe there's something better to do than putting bombs around civilian places. And Mafluthi said, the mask falls. We can do better than follow the example of an ideology of crime and apartheid. And Sonia says, isn't there something else to do besides terrorism? And Mafluthi said, it's not terrorism, it's resistance. So I guess what he means by that, if a Palestinian breaks into a Jewish home and goes into the bedroom of a 7-year-old girl and points a gun at her head and splatters her blood or brains and fragments of her skull across her bedroom wall, what resistance is that? Maybe that's resistance to the alternative, which is not killing children. I guess that's what they're resisting. They're resisting the plea to not intentionally kill children. And they said, no, we're going to resist that. We're going to kill children. Otherwise, how can we grow up to be good Palestinians? Wow, what a disaster. And then we have, and then in this news, okay, so anyway, you go to your local 7-Eleven and look for a bottle of Mecca Cola. See if you can find it. According to that guy, there was a big order placed by a California retailer. So we'll see if you'll be able to get Mecca Cola in this country soon. All right, now, scientists say that they have more evidence for the Big Bang. A detailed map, the most detailed map of the universe yet, shows that the Big Bang, the residue of the Big Bang. We talked about the moons of Jupiter earlier. That guy sitting next to me on that United flight. Well, the millions of galaxies that we've seen in our universe, and so many of them form these spiral shapes. And let me tell you about the unwinding problem that astronomers like Hubble and others found decades ago. These spiral galaxies of billions of stars each, The stars in the inmost part of the galaxies, they're traveling much faster than the stars on the outside of the spirals. And astronomers, not Christian astronomers, secular astronomers, said, well, that's a problem because after a few billion years, after 100 million years, those spiral galaxies would have lost their shapes because the stars in the inner part of the spiral are traveling so much faster. So they can't possibly have been like that for billions of years. So what's the answer? Well, for the evolutionary astronomers, the answer is to ignore the problem. For the creationists, we say that's another piece of evidence that the universe is not billions of years old. The galaxies were not formed from accidental explosions, but the universe, the Earth, and man were all created in the recent past. And that's why we went to Nashville to get the word out through broadcasting. This is Bob and Yurt, remind you to do right and risk the consequences.